Grab your Bibles this morning and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Again, over the next couple weeks, we're looking at Deuteronomy and messages that Moses has delivered to the people before they enter into the promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Well, each of us who are here today has been blessed by God in many ways. You know, if you're here today, it's because you've been blessed by God. We have been blessed with a place to live and call home. We've been blessed with a beautiful family. We have been blessed with a beautiful church. I mean, we have a very beautiful building and beautiful people that come into the church. And so our church is what we call double beautiful. And so, we have a beautiful state to live in. We're blessed that we get to live in a beautiful state and a beautiful country. And as we think about all that stuff, we don't have to look hard to see just how much God has blessed us. Amen. We don't have to look far. We don't have to look hard. And as we seek to follow God and obey Him with all that we are, we will know that we will be blessed beyond measure. We can see the bad in the world. We can see the bad around us. Or we can choose to see that God blesses us. Today we will look at a passage that promises the people that they will be blessed as long as they follow after God. When we seek to obey God with all we are, God will bless His people. So today we're going to look at the topic, obey and be blessed. As we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting in verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. That's a whole lot of blessing that comes from obedience. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your incredible love, grace, and mercy. We thank you that we're able to come together and see your word and hear your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us today and strengthen us today and help us to see the many wonderful ways that you, God, have blessed us. Lord, may I sit down and may you stand up. And I ask that you would move in the power of your spirit. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen. Well, so the first thing that we see is we are called to obey. As verse 1 says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commands, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above the nations. So first we want to understand, what does it mean to obey? So as a reminder, Moses wrote Deuteronomy at the end of his life. And he is instructing the people of how they are to live as they enter into the promised land. As the people of God, they are to act like the people of God. And so Moses has given them instructions. Deuteronomy is instructions on how to live when they go into the land. And so chapter 28 is a list of blessings and curses that will come up on them based on their obedience. And listen to what one commentary had to say about Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is powerful. In this chapter, Moses sets before Israel the blessings and curses of the covenant they are renewing. The curses section, verses 15 to 68, is about four times longer than the blessing section of 1 through 14. This underscores the importance of obedience. God is making the point that if you fail to obey, there is no such thing as success. Every area of life will be impacted in a great way. This commitment is intended to make a strong point. They should obey God. That's chapter 28. Blessings and curses. The curses are four times longer than the blessings, which shows what happens when the people do not obey God. That word obey that is used here means to hear, listen, and obey. It encompasses all those words together. God does not expect us just to read His word. You know, we often hear, you need to read your Bible. You do. I mean, that is great advice. You need to read your Bible, but we also need to live it out. God doesn't expect us just to read the Bible. God expects us to live it out. He expects us to do what it says. When God says listen or hear, it comes with the need to obey. For example, when a parent tells their kid, you need to listen, you expect obedience from your child, don't you? You know, when you tell your kid you need to listen, you don't expect them to hear what you say and then just continue doing whatever they were doing. You expect them to hear what you say and then listen and do it. That's what God expects of us. When we read God's word, He expects us to listen, to actually hear what it says, and then to put it into practice, to do what it actually says. As our parent, God expects this of us. And there is a need for the people of God to obey and follow the commands of God. Now, as we look at the Bible, some commands are easy and others are not. Do not murder. To me, that's an easy command. I don't even have to think about that one now. Sometimes some people might push me to wanting to do bodily harm, but not murder. So that's not a hard one for me. Love the Lord. Well, after all that God's done for me, that's an easy one. It's an easy command for me to love the Lord my God. Do not lie. That should be an easy one for all of us, but sometimes that's not the case. Love all people. Well, this is hard because of some of the people we have to love. Now, if all people were like some people, we'd be good to go. But since some people are like other people, it makes it hard. Be kind to one another. This should be easy. But again, it can be challenging because of the way certain people are and certain people act. Trust the Lord. There are parts of my life that I trust Him entirely and others not so much. And so as we look at the commands of God, there are some that might be easy for us. You know, for some people, pray without ceasing, that's an easy command. There are some people that pray in without ceasing throughout the day, that comes natural. Praise the Lord. For some, that's easy. And others, it's not. And so what might be an easy command for me to follow and obey may not be for you, and vice versa. And as we look at the Bible, we need to see the commands of God and we need to do them. Whether it's to the husband, love your wife like Christ loves the church. That means you sacrifice for your wife. You give up for your wife because that's what Christ did for the church. Whether it's wives, listen to your husbands as the church is supposed to listen to Christ. You know, these are hard commands, and not everything in the Bible is easy, but there are some that are easy. And so as we read the Bible, we find many commands God has given us to obey. Some of these are easy and come natural to us, whereas others are a bit harder and take time and intentionality on our part. Some of the commands that we struggle with, we need to put intentionality behind. Now, for example, if you struggle to pray without ceasing, then you need to make sure that you're putting a plan into place to pray more. And a good way to do that is to do the five-time-a-day prayer. What I mean by that is pray when you get out of bed, pray before each meal. Most of us eat at least three meals, and then pray before you go to bed. That's five times. So maybe you're only praying once a day. You add that five time in. Now you're praying five times a day instead of once a day. So you intentionally pray more. If that's a command you struggle with. You know, if you struggle with the command to honor your wife or honor your spouse, then you intentionally do things to practice that command. And that can be hard. As we look through the Bible, we can see what happens when people do and do not obey God's commands. God has given us His commands and His word for a reason. They're not there because God's a big bully that doesn't want us to have any fun. God has given us these commands to protect us. And He has given us warnings when we do not obey those commands. And so as we look at the Bible, we see this. If we go all the way back to the beginning with Adam and Eve, we will see that they were given one command. They couldn't even keep one command. And when they disobeyed God's command, they were kicked out of the garden and not allowed back in. There was a consequence for their disobedience. Because of their disobedience, sin, pain, and suffering came into the world. And here's the other thing that we need to understand about obedience or lack of obedience. When we obey God, we are blessed, and the people around us are blessed. When we disobey God, we are hurt, and the people around us are hurt. We need to understand that our sin does not just affect us. It affects everyone around us. When Adam and Eve sinned against holy God and ate the fruit, it has impacted and it affected all of humanity. And so we need to understand that there is consequences when we do not obey God. They were given one command and they couldn't do it. We are given many commands. As you read through Leviticus, as you read through Deuteronomy, as you read through the first five books of the Old Testament, we are given all these commands to obey God. So how do we do this? How do we obey the commands of God if Adam and Eve couldn't even obey one? How are we supposed to obey all the commands that are here in the Bible if Adam and Eve couldn't even obey one? Well, praise be to God, we have Jesus. Luckily, we have someone who can obey God perfectly, who does not sin, who has obeyed God in every single thing and gave His life on the cross for our sins. And so, even though we cannot obey everything in the Bible, we have been given Jesus to take our place. This does not give us an excuse not to obey all the commands. As we look at the text, the people have already been delivered out of Egypt. They've already been delivered from the nations, and they've already been told that they would go into the promised land. So, the curses that would come upon them had nothing to do with their deliverance. The same is true for us when we give our lives to Christ. Our deliverance or our salvation has already been established by Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross. And disobedience to God cannot take away our salvation. But it can bring curses upon us. And we, even as Christians, we need to understand that there are consequences when we disobey God. And as we look at this, so how do we do it? Well, Jesus. It does not mean that we don't try. We should do our best to follow the commands of God. We should do our best. And I think that's what Christ requires of us. Because we can't be perfect this side of heaven. But we should try our best. If we are careful, we can follow many of what God has laid before us. You know, if we try, we can follow the commands of God. We can live a life without lying if we work at it. We can live a life where we honor our spouse if we work at it. Most of the commands that we see in the Bible, we can keep if we work at it, if we try. And so when we fail to obey and follow, then we come to Him in repentance. That's the key. If we fail to follow what God has called us to do, if we fail to obey, and when we realize that we've not obeyed God, we come to Him in repentance. Lord, forgive me for my sin. Forgive me where I failed You. Forgive me for how I did not obey. When we obey and follow the commands of God, we will be blessed. Let's look at a few more examples from Scripture apart from Adam and Eve. Joseph obeyed God and was blessed. Now, this did not mean that he didn't have hard times. We know very well that he went from the pit to the prison, then to the palace. And so obeying God doesn't mean that we won't have struggles. It doesn't mean that we won't have heartaches. It doesn't mean that we won't have hardships, but we will still be blessed. Because ultimately, Joseph was blessed to become second in command in Egypt. But he would have never been the leader that he was in Egypt had he not went through the pain of the pit and the prison. So God knew what he was doing when he took Joseph from the pit to the prison to the palace. So we could even say that Joseph was blessed in the pit and the prison because God was with him everywhere he went. And anywhere the presence of God is, we're blessed. Anywhere that we're able to be. And so Joseph was blessed by God for his obedience. Moses was blessed when he obeyed. And when he did not obey God, he was not allowed to enter into the promised land. Moses was going to die before going into the promised land. He would not be able to lead the people into the promised land. Why? Because he disobeyed something God told him to do. His disobedience kept him out of the promised land. David was blessed when he obeyed and took down the giant. And when he did not obey, it cost him the lives of three of his sons. He took the life of one man because of his sin. In return, he lost three sons because of his sin. The people were blessed when they obeyed, and no nation could stand against them. However, the nations would defeat them when they did not obey. And so when you read through the history of Israel, you see that when they obeyed, they were blessed beyond measure. Nobody could stand against them. But when they disobeyed God, they were often taken into captivity. Just as the people of God, Israel, were to obey God, so are the people of God, the church, to obey God today. Just as Israel was to obey God, so are we as the church to obey God. God, in his great love for us, doesn't make us obey. He doesn't force us. We're not puppets on a string and God's up here. Ooh, you got to obey. You got to obey. That's not what God's doing. God gives us the ability to choose. We get to choose whether we obey him or not. We get to choose if we're going to keep his commands. We get to choose if we're going to do what the Bible has to say. We don't have to obey his word. But I promise you, when we don't, there's going to be punishment. Amen. Because God is a good parent, and a good parent punishes a child when it disobeys. And so we don't have to listen, but there will be consequences if we don't. In our world today, we live in a time like the Judges. You know, if you've ever read through the book of Judges, it is a dark book. In it, this phrase is repeated a couple times. In those days, there was no king, and the people did what was right in their own eyes. So instead of doing what was right in the eyes of God, instead of obeying God, instead of doing what God had called them to do, the people were running around doing whatever they wanted and what they thought was right. Sounds like our world today, doesn't it? We got a bunch of people running around, and sadly, we even see this happening in the church. Well, why do you do it that way? Because that's what the Bible says. Well, why do you do it this way? Because that's what the Bible says. There's got to be rules and regulations. Without rules and regulations, people do whatever they want, and it's chaos. You know, there's a reason we do things the way that we do things. Because we don't want chaos. And if you read through Judges, what do you see? Chaos. Because everybody was running around doing whatever they wanted. There was no moral standard. They weren't following the ways of the Lord. And that's a lot of what we see in our world today. People often do what is right in their own eyes instead of following the commands of the Lord. And sometimes this plays out in the church when we seek our way over the way of the Lord. If we are to be blessed by God, we need to obey the commands of God. And for us to obey the commands of God, we need to know the commands of God. That is, we spend time in his word. How can we obey something if we don't know? And so that's why it's so important for us to spend time in the word of God so we learn what the commands of God are, so that we can obey them. And when we do obey, we will be blessed if we seek to obey God no matter where we go. And so the second thing that we see in our text today is blessings that come from obedience. In verse 2 through 6, it says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." You see that clause? There's a key to God's blessing. The key to God's blessing is obedience. It says, "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be by the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall you shall your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." It does not take long to see how the people of Israel were blessed. The people had entered into a covenant with God. Out of all the nations in the world and all the people in the world, God chose Abraham and his descendants to be a special people. That makes them blessed already, because they were chosen by God to be a special people. Moses tells them that if they obey carefully, they will be more blessed than they can know. He tells them they will be blessed no matter where they live, whether you're in the city or in the country, it doesn't matter. So a church that obeys God, if it's a city church and obeys God, it's going to be blessed. If it's a country church and obeys God, it's going to be blessed, no matter where it finds itself. He tells them that they will be blessed with their families and their produce. You're going to have more than you know what to do with. Your cattle are going to be good. Your sheep are going to be good. Your bread's going to be good. Even your families are going to be good if you follow and obey what God has set before you. And he tells them they will be blessed when they come in and when they go out. So it doesn't matter if they're going or coming. In other words, Moses is saying that if they obey God, no matter what they do or where they go, they will be blessed and have all their needs provided. And as you read through the book of Joshua, if you read through the book of Joshua, you will see just how blessed the people were as they followed after God. The city of Jericho fell in a unique way. The people took over the promised land and moved in. Nobody was able to stand against them unless there was a little bit of disobedience, and then they didn't succeed. As they sought the Lord, no nation could stand against them and stop them. If you read about the nations that the Israelites defeated, these are powerful, strong nations that were more powerful and stronger than Israel. But Israel was able to defeat them through the book of Joshua because of their obedience to God. And so when you read through Joshua, you see just how blessed the people were based on their obedience. Read Joshua, then read Judges. In Judges, you see a completely different picture. Joshua shows obedience. Judges shows disobedience. Moses says this is what will happen if you obey. Joshua shows what happens when they obey. Moses says this is what will happen if you don't obey. Judges shows what happens when they don't obey. The people are not following after the Lord in Judges. And because of this, they suffer immensely. Judges ends on a graphic, sour note showing the curses that come upon the people because they have not obeyed him. The disobedience of the people of God come to the point where one member of Israel cuts his concubine into 12 parts. The end of Judges ends with body dismemberment. That's how wicked and bad the people of Israel have gotten. And that's the extent of the curses that have come upon them. Man, we think of dismemberment, we think of a Stephen King movie or something. But that's how Judges ends. Because of what one tribe did to one lady, her master cuts her into pieces, sends her to all Israel and says, "We got to do something about this. We've gotten so wicked, we got to do something." And that's how Judges ends. On disobedience and curses that had come upon the people. But it didn't have to be that way. All they had to do was obey. And they were blessed beyond measure. And so today, how are we and will we be blessed because of our obedience? Today, I want us to see just how blessed by God we really are. We can look at our lives and we can look at the church and we can see how blessed by God we are. And so today, I want us to see the incredible blessings that God has given to us. And so, I'm going to ask you to do something difficult. You know, I told you that some of the commands of God are easy and some are hard. Well, I want to issue a very difficult challenge this morning. I'm going to do something. It's a little different, but that's okay. We like a little different once in a while. For the rest of the service today, you are not allowed to think of anything bad that's happened. So I'm going to challenge you something really hard.
Now you got me thinking.
Yeah, for the rest of the service, I don't want you to think of anything bad, anything negative, anything hurtful that has happened. All I want you to think about is how God's blessed you. I want you to see how God has blessed your family, how God has blessed the church, how God is blessing us as we seek to obey Him. How do you see God at work blessing you and your family? I want you to think about that. How do you see God at work blessing you and your family? In some way, you and your family's been blessed because, I mean, you're here. You're able to get here. And so in some way, we've all been blessed. I want you to think, how do you see God moving in this church and blessing this church? We can look back to see where we were at time of COVID to where we are right now. You may not know this, but insurance isn't cheap. And anybody that has insurance, whether it's house insurance, car insurance, it's not cheap. It's even worse in the church. Because when you have insurance on the church, it's expensive. By the grace of God, we were able to pay the insurance bill in one lump sum instead of paying it quarterly. It's probably the first time that's been done in a long time. And so God is a God that blesses His people as we seek to obey Him. Does that mean that we don't have struggles as a church? Of course not. Because just like everybody else, we have struggles. Sometimes we fight and disagree, and that's okay because that's what it means to be a family. But we're not allowed to think of that. We're only allowed to think about how God has blessed us and what God is doing. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that tonight's going to be a blessing. I know it's going to be a great time. I know here in a couple weeks when we have homecoming, it's going to be awesome. I know that God is doing great things and God is going to continue to do great things in His church. If we do our best to follow the way of the Lord and obey Him, we will see blessings beyond measure. No matter how hard we try, we can't be perfect, but we can do our best to live our lives for Him. We can do our best. We can do our best to obey what the Bible says. We can do our best to live for Him. We can do our best to follow after Him. But we won't be perfect. And so maybe you're one of those people here this morning that we like to call negative Nellies. And maybe when I said you're not allowed to think of anything bad, you're like, well, my mind's blank now. So if you're one of those people that can't think of anything good, do you know Jesus as your Savior?
Amen.
Then what else do you need?
That's it.
If we can't think of anything else good, think about the fact that we've been saved by the grace of Jesus. That we've been saved by the incredible, wonderful grace of God. It is in Jesus that we are truly blessed. Our ultimate blessing comes when we obey the Lord in giving our lives to Jesus. Because is not it a command to give our lives to Jesus? Yes, it is. And so when we obey that command, ooh, the blessings that come. We are blessed with eternity. We are promised an eternity in heaven, and what a beautiful place it will be. When we surrender to Him, when we surrender to Jesus, we get the greatest blessing of all time, salvation. Do you have eternal life today? If not, if you're here this morning and you don't have eternal life, I got an awesome blessing for you. See me after church and I'll tell you about it. You can give your life to Jesus. Moses says that if the people obey, then blessings will come upon them and overtake them. Another translation translates that as blessings in abundance. In other words, if you are careful to obey God, if you are careful to follow Him, His commands, you will be blessed in abundance. You will be blessed beyond measure. When they obeyed God, every area of their life would be blessed. As we seek to obey God, we can see His incredible blessings in every area of our lives. And so as the people of God today, we are to obey the Lord and be blessed by Him. Obedience is not easy, but it's something God calls us to. So how do we grow in obedience? Well, we can grow in obedience through prayer. One of the greatest ways that you and I can grow in obedience is through prayer. Because the more time we spend in prayer, the more we understand what God wants of us and what God is calling us to do and how we can obey Him. We are again, in the last couple months, we have seen a lot of changes taking place here in the church, and that all started when we began to get serious about prayer. Prayer is what changes everything. And so we grow in obedience by praying. We grow in obedience through time in His Word. As we spend time in the Word of God, we grow in obedience because, again, we're able to see what God expects of us and what God wants of us and how much He loves us and cares for us. We grow in obedience by being there for each other and helping each other lovingly and kindly. Another great way that we can grow in obedience is by helping each other. By being there to lift each other up. When we see a brother or sister who has fallen into sin, instead of kicking them, we help them. We love them. We share with them the beauty of Jesus and who He is. And of course, one of the greatest ways that we grow in obedience is by listening to the Holy Spirit. What is the Spirit of God saying to us? Because if we will drown out the distractions, if we will be still and know that He is God, if we will listen, we can hear the Spirit speaking to us. Amen. But the problem is we don't listen. Or we listen like a kid. One of Ella's favorite things to say these days is, "I didn't hear you." Yeah, you did. That excuse ain't gonna work. You know, that doesn't work. When she tells me I didn't hear you, that don't work. You know, that doesn't work for God either. We can't look at God and say, "I didn't hear you." Yeah, we did. Then the next thing is, "Well, I forgot." You got a mind like a steel trap. You didn't forget what you were told 2 seconds ago. We can't use that excuse with God either. And so as we grow in obedience, we grow through prayer. We grow through listening to the Holy Spirit. And I mean actually listen, and we hear it. We don't forget it 2 seconds. We don't let it go in one ear and out the other. We listen, we hear, and we do what the Spirit of God is calling us to do. And as we obey God, we will see Him bless us more than we could imagine. If we choose to obey God the best we can, we will see our marriages better than they've ever been. You want to know why your marriage is on the rock? If your marriage is on the rocks, you want to know why? Because y'all ain't obeying God. One or both ain't obeying God, because if you were, your marriage wouldn't be on the rocks. I'm just being honest. You want to know why there is struggles and turmoils in our families? Because we're not obeying God. We're not doing what He's told us to do. And so if we choose to obey God, we will see our marriages stronger than ever. We will see our families better than ever. We will see the church grow like never before. If we choose to obey God the best that we can, we will see every single one of these pews filled. We will see this altar full. We will see people in the baptismal being baptized. We will see people come into faith in Jesus Christ. We will see revival break out. We will see a move of God like never before. But it starts with each individual member following God in obedience. If you want to see revival break out, it starts with you and me obeying God. It doesn't start. You know, if I want to see revival break out, and I just got to put this out here for all of us. If I want to see revival break out in this church, it doesn't start with Tommy obeying God. It starts with EW obeying God. And if you want to see God move in this church, it doesn't start with me obeying God. It starts with you obeying God. We got to bring it down to each individual level. If we want to see a move of God, if we want to see God move like never before, if we want to see revival break out in this church, if we want to see these pews filled, if we want to see people come into faith in Jesus Christ, then it takes every single member obeying God the best we can. And we will be blessed beyond measure. We will see. And so as we obey God, we will see Him bless more than we can imagine. We'll see Him move in the church. We'll see people come to faith in Christ. We will see people continue to grow in their walk with Jesus. We will see more people in small group Bible studies. We will see more people giving. Revival begins when each child of God chooses to obey Him with all they are. Do you want to see revival break out? Do you want to see God move in Hopewell First Baptist Church? Then it starts with each and every one of us obeying what God has called us to do. And as we obey, we will be blessed. Doesn't mean we won't face struggles. Doesn't mean there won't be hardships. But we will be blessed more than we could ever imagine. So what is God saying to you today? The first question that I want to ask is probably one of the hardest questions you may ever be asked. How is our obedience to God today? How are we doing at obeying God? And the second question I want us to think about as we close is, how much has God blessed us? How much has God blessed us? And that leads to the really fun question. How much more could we be blessed by God if we were simply obey His word? Lord, we thank You for this beautiful passage that You give to us in Deuteronomy. And we thank You for Moses and his instruction to the people as they get ready to enter into the promised land and how that instruction comes to us. Lord, I thank You. I thank You so much for how You have blessed this church. Lord, I thank You for each of these wonderful people and their love for You and their love for this church. And I pray that You would just continue to grow Your church and grow the people in Your church. Lord, I pray that as we go through the day today, I pray that each and every one of us would think about how much we've been blessed by You, how we've been blessed as a church. It is incredible when we understand that this church, Hopewell First Baptist Church, has been in existence since 1854. And Lord, You're still moving in the church. You're still impacting people's lives. People are growing in their walk with Christ. And so, Lord, we ask that You would continue to move and that You would help us to be a church of obedience as we seek to follow after You with all that we are, knowing that we're going to mess up, knowing that we're going to make mistakes, but knowing that You grant forgiveness. And Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know You, I pray that they would come and that they would receive the greatest blessing of all, the blessing of salvation. We thank You and we love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we have